Behold, then, a stretch of country, a sea of mud as far as the eye can reach, a grim desolate expanse, its surface ploughed and churned by thousands of high-explosive shells into ugly holes and tortured heaps, like muddy waves struck motionless upon this muddy sea. The guns are silent. The cheers and frenzied shouts, the screams and groans have long died away, and no sound is heard save the noise of my own going. The sun shone palely, and with a fitful wind swept across the waste, a noxious wind, cold and dank, that chilled me with a sudden dread even while the sweat ran from me. I walked amid shell craters, sometimes knee-deep in mud. I stumbled over rifles half buried in the slime, on muddy knapsacks, over muddy bags half full of rusty bombs, and so upon the body of a dead German soldier. With arms wide flung, and writhen legs grotesquely twisted, he lay there beneath my boot, his head half buried in the mud. Even so, I could see that the maggots had been busy, though the sensor deleted, had killed them where they clung. So there he lay, this dead Boche, skull gleaming under shrunken scalp, an awful, eyeless thing that seemed to start, to stir, and shiver as the cold wind stirred his muddy clothing.